What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice, and you are listening to KBRG The Bridge. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
That's right, family and friends. It is the hottest radio network on the planet. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network has an all-star lineup just for you. TPB Reloaded, Sunday at 4 p.m., Wednesday and Friday at 11 a.m. The Caribbean Pepper Pot, Tuesdays at 8 p.m. The Grub, Monday at 12 p.m. Brother Don Presents, Saturday at 4 p.m. Man, Let's Talk at 6 p.m. every first Monday of the month. It is The Love Potion at 8 p.m. every second and fourth Thursday. TPB Wired Up, first and third Saturday at 8 p.m. TPB Presents by appointment only. You can also catch us on KBRG The Bridge or download Live 365. Walk with us. Let's go.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair, like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
This is God's Journey Child, Theodore Chestnut, and you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Walk with me, family. Let's go!
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go!
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fett, come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
Good night, family and friends. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned in to the one and only Caribbean Pepper Pot. That's right. I am your host, Niece. And tonight we're going to be trying two good topics into this pot. So, you know, of course, before we start the show, we put our water to boil. So, you know, as usual, we're gonna put in our okra and spinach and get this pot going. But I have two great topics for you guys tonight that I put into this pot. The first one is the power of hope. That's right, family and friends. The power of hope. And then the second topic we will talk about tonight is spiritual thinking. So yes, Niece is going to give it to you tonight, raw and direct. We put in this stuff in the pot, and we're going to get it simmered on, and we're going to talk about the power of hope. We're going to talk about spiritual thinking. Of course, I'm going to give you the health food, the best health food tip of the night. And guess what we're talking about tonight, family and friends? Sardine. Yeah, a lot of people ain't really like sardine, but I love sardine. So I'm going to give you the benefits of sardine tonight. And then, you know, our health tip, of course, we can't forget the health tip. The health tip, we're going to be talking about first aid choking. That's right. How to help somebody if they choking. So, you know, we're going to polish it up, brush it up, you know, scrub it down. And I bringing it to you guys tonight. But before we go in to any topic of the night, we're going to start off with a song. And then we're going to go straight into the topic and take it full speed. We're going to grab this by the hand. We're going to grab this pot by the handles and place it properly on the stove so our, you know, our okra and our spinach could boil down tonight and stuff like that. And then we're going to try in our ham hocks and our ham and make this good. And, you know, before we end the show, we're going to try in that bonnet pepper just to give it the right amount of spice, family and friends. But like I said, before we start tonight, we're going to start with Mr. Stalin Roberts. That's right. We're going to play a song. Well, I going to play a song by him. And for our listeners, again, on TPV Radio Network, once again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight and listening to what I have to say through the spirit. Those on the bridge as well, thank you guys for tuning in. We do appreciate it here at TPV Radio Network. Again, family and friends, you know, thank you so much for tuning in. So here we go, Mr. Stalin Roberts.
Call the assembly.
SRM. You wanna write a song? Get a notepad and a pen. If you are not the same, why can't I see the change? You know the words I say. To love me is to obey. Jesus, tell me right then, tell me. Worship that you won't come from my life. It's my submission to Him is all honor. So this is my response. Lord, anything they are, anything I am, this is my total worship. Rapping sin, and I came far.
Your whole life
as a sacrifice, I gave up mine to pay the fine
for your whole life.
I paid it full as an example of how you should live before me.
But you're holding back, you keep giving part, but not your whole heart. Will come before me. But I understand that. Don't you know that I am God?
You want all of me, but everything you giving me back is partial. Son, I have a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but everything you've given me back is partial. Jesus, tell me right this down. Worship that He won't come from my life. Is my submission to Him is all or none. This is my response. Lord, anything they are, anything else, this is my total worship. Living sin, and I came for your whole life as a sacrifice. I gave up mine to pay the fine for your whole life.
I paid it full as an example of how you should live before me. But you're holding back, holding back.
Everything you've given me back is partial. Son, I am a standard. Don't you know that I am God? You want all of me, but nothing that you give is substantial.
What do you want me to do? To let you know me want all of you. You want live on blessing street, but you now are back for no pity and avenue. Jealous God now makes me up like a calling.
So show me you love me by the way you obey me. Total surrender me one that for the daily. And if you wasn't sure before, I'd not eat but a baby. So me make it clear like a HD.
Jesus, tell me the worship that He wants come from my life.
Total Yes, family and friends, that was Mr. Stalin Roberts. Like I said, we're going to dive straight in to the topic of the night, which is the power of hope. We coming straight out of Romans 4:18. For Abraham, human reason for hope, being gone, hope in faith that he should become the father of many nations, as he had promised, no unbelief of distrust made him waver, doubtingly question concerning the promise of God, but he grew strong and was empowered by faith as he gave praises and glory to God. Family and friends, when we have a ministry, we want to help people. We believe God wants us to grow, but we also realize that God has a different plan, and if we end up with no growth, we cannot let that situation control our joy. We believe for human things. We believe for man things. I'm sorry. We believe for man things, but beyond them all, we believe in someone. And that someone, family and friends, is Jesus. We don't always know what is going to happen, but we know it would always work out for our good, not anybody else's good, but for our good, family and friends. Abraham, after all sizing up his situation, he did not ignore the facts, consider the utter importance of his own body and the barrenness of Sarah's womb, although our human reason for hope was gone. He hoped, family and friends. He hoped in faith. Abraham was very positive about every negative situation. He stayed positive. He had that hope. He put that hope into his faith. Hebrews 6:19 tell us that hope is an anchor of the soul. Hope is the force that keeps us steady in a time of trial. Don't ever stop hoping. Don't be afraid, family and friends, to hope. No one can promise that you'll never be disappointed, but you can always have hope and be positive. That's right, family and friends. Don't matter where you're going through life, don't matter what negativity, if you have hope, you have faith. And God is going to make everything all right. He's going to make everything okay. We have to have hopeful expectation every day of our life. Not today, not tomorrow, but every day of our life. We got to have that positive thinking that it's going to be okay, because guess what? To the end of the day, it's going to be okay. Like I like to say, hold up, wait a minute. Let's put some God into it. So you have that faith, you have hope. If you have hope, you have faith. But you also have to open yourself to grow, and not to be stubborn and stand still, family and friends. We're going to continue with this hope topic of the night, and we're going to talk about what is the Christian hope. See, most of us people understand hope as a wishful thinking, and I like to use the word we because I'm there. Certain things that I talk about, I'm still there. Certain things I'm still learning about. So I like to use that word we, because I'm not saying you, I'm not saying I, I'm not saying those people, them people. I'm saying we as a whole. And like I said, we as people understand hope as a wishful thinking. Thinking and hoping that something would happen. But family and friends, this is not what the Bible means about hope. The biblical definition of hope is confident. I will say that again. Confident expectation. Hope is a firm assurance regarding things that are unclear and unknown. Hope is a fundamental component of the life of the righteousness. Without hope, life loses its meaning. And in death, there is no hope, family and friends. The righteous who trust or put their hope in God will be helped. And they will not be confounded, but confounded, put to shame or disappointment. The righteous who have this trustful hope in God, have a general confidence in God, protection and help, and are free from fear and anxiety. So all these emotional feelings that we have and we go through in life, when we have hope, God take these things away from us. He protect us and help us with all these things that we go through. We are free. We become free. Family and friends, the New Testament idea of hope is the recognition that in Christ is found. Christian hope is rooted in faith in the divine salvation in Christ. Hope of Christians is brought into being through the presence of the promised Holy Spirit. It is the future hope of the resurrection of the dead, the promise given to Israel, the redemption of the body and of the whole creation, eternal glory, family and friends, eternal life and the inheritance of the saints, transformation into the likeness of Christ. Family and friends, the salvation of God, or simply Christ himself. The certainty of this blessed future is guaranteed through indwelling of Spirit, Christ in us. Family and friends, hope is produced by endurance through suffering and is the inspiration behind endurance. We who hope in Christ will see Christ exalt in life and in death. Trustworthy promise, family and friends. Trustworthy promise from God gives us hope and exhibit greatness, boldness in our faith. By contrast, those who do not place their trust in God are said to be without hope. Along with faith and love, hope is an enduring virtue of the Christian life. And the love springing from hope, hope produces joy and peace, family, in us believers through the power of the Spirit. Paul attributes his apostolic calling to hope of eternal glory. Hope in the return of Christ is the basis for believers to purify themselves, to purify ourselves in this life. Family, this is what a Christian hope is. There's nothing else. There's nothing else. It's a blessed. It is a blessed, guaranteed future, family and friends. It is a promise, family and friends. It is power of the Spirit. It is eternal glory. Family and friends, if you don't want that, then what do you want in your life? What are you looking for in your life? Projects of mercy, family and friends, with labor and love. How, when your life is in jeopardy, job, marriage, health, and your respect in the community, how can you rise with joy and bless those who abuse you and devote yourself to labor of love? Too busy yourself for love's sake, take power in the very best of circumstances, but to spend yourself in love to others when your own life is falling apart. That takes a power of the soul which is utterly beyond us. it is that we call to do, then the power must come from some source greater than the human soul, family and friends. This is the power of hope. This is hope, family. This is hope. With hope comes the need for great love. But before I go into this, family and friends, you got to stay tuned and you got to stay blessed, because I won't take another music break. So family and friends, stay tuned while we talk about the need for great love. Everything here is under the power of hope, family and friends. So we're breaking down the power of hope tonight. So if you didn't understand, now I gonna try my best to give you a clearer vision of the power of hope. So like I said, family and friends, stay tuned, stay blessed. I'm going to take a short music break and I'll be right back after this song.
محمد رسول الله يا حبيب الله الله
إبراهيم خليل الله إسماعيل ذبيح الله على مالي خلق الله
لا إله إلا الله
بنوف ما أحليه بثبت على الجود ما كان يقوله الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت العليم الحكيم الله أكبر الله أكبر إنه هو التواب الرحيم الله أكبر الله أكبر وهدى والبشرى للمؤمنين الله أكبر الله أكبر إنك أنت السميع العليم ولم إن الله عزيز الحكيم
at Majal's Products. We care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majals Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed. Come and start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Nisa's Touch and be blessed.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Josiah Khalid. Listen, you're listening to the Psalmist Voice Radio. Walk with me. Let's go.
Yes, family and friends, I am back, I am back, I am back. We are talking about the power of hope. We're talking about the power of hope. You know, I break down what is Christian hope. We're going to go into the need for great love, and we're going to see how all of this put together. This is what our pepper pot is about. We're putting these ingredients together to make something great out of it. So the need for love, as we all know, the Bible, family and friends, Peter's first letter does not ease our burden, saying, when things are tough, don't fret about others. Take care of yourself. Peter seems to suggest that the tougher the times, the greater the need to live a life of love for others. Here, family and friends, here is what he writes. Have it purify your soul by your obedience to the truth for the sincere love of the brothers. Love one another earnestly from the heart. Beloved, I greet you as aliens and exiles to abstain from the passion of the flesh that wage war against our soul. Maintain good conduct among the Gentiles so that in case they speak against you as wrongdoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. Christ suffered for us, family and friends. Christ suffered for us. We should follow his steps. He committed no sins. No gully was found on his lips. When he was revealed, he did not re-evil in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but he trusted to him who judged justly. Do not return evil with evil. On the contrary, blessed. For this you have been called, family and friends, that you may obtain a blessing. For he who loves life and see good days, family and friends, as we see good days, you should want these blessings. So let him keep his lips from speaking gully. Let him run away from evil and do right. Let him speak peace and pursue it. Above all, hold and feel your love for one another. Our love for one another. Sincere love covers a multitude of sin, family, and friends. There is no slacking in the summons to live Jesus, even when life is tough. Peter doesn't have lightened our load by saying we do not have to live like Christ in hard times. He writes something to to us the power of the power to love. He begins the main body of his letter. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has begotten us to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The power which Peter aims to equip these words, these Balagard saints, is the power of hope. We are going to love like Jesus loved in times of great stress and worry. Then we must be filled with living hope. That's right, family. We have to be filled like living hope. We have to want to live not like Christ, but Christ-like. We have to do the right thing, even when it doesn't seem like it's the right thing at the time. And sometimes somebody tell us something, and we want to answer them back because we have it in our mouth and our lips. Just, man, I should just answer them back. I should just say this. I should just say that. That's not Christ-like, family and friends. You got to let it go. Let it go. Set your mind. Positive thinking, like how I spoke about last Tuesday. We have to change the mentality of what we think. Sometimes and most of the times when we think is what we speak, is what comes out our mouth. And if the wrong thing come out, how are we Christians? How are we living in that need for great love? Yes, none of us ain't perfect. We would never be perfect, but we could perfect the things that need to be perfected in our life, family and friends. We're going to go right back in and talk more about the power of love. And this time we're coming from 1 Peter 1:3-9. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfolding, keep in heaven for you who by God's power are being guarded through faith for a salvation to be revealed in the last time. In this we rejoice through now for a little while, family and friends. If necessary, we have been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of our faith, more precious than gold that perish through it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and great glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Though we have not him, we love him. Though we do not know now to see him, we believe in him, and we rejoice with joy that is so inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of our faith, the salvation of our souls. Family and friends, the Apostle Peter took up his pen 30 years after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus and set himself to write something encouraging. They were being abused by overbearing boss, threatened and ridiculed by scriptural neighbors and associates, and the possibility of a much more violent form of prosecution. It was a very anti-Christian society, family and friends. The question raised for believers, how should we pose for ourselves today? How can we have the power over souls in time of great stress and anxiety, and not just to endure the devil's day, family and friends, but to be joyful and fill our lives with the fruit of righteousness, with deeds of kindness, family and friends? How could we? If we put ourselves to think about the death of Christ, our Lord and Savior, how much of us would honestly want to go through that? For the things that was happening in those times, that God has given his only Son for us to have greatness, to share the love that we are filled with, not to have power over people, not to live in stress, not to have anxiety, not to live in fear. The power of hope is to get rid of these things so we could be free. So we could be free, family and friends. So we could be greater than we was. To stand tall without that arch in our back, that to be lumped over. Family and friends, what is living hope? What is living hope? The New Testament idea of hope is very different from our normal thinking about hope, where we will ask a question and wait for a response from our friends. Hope, as we typically think about it, is a desire from some future thing which we are uncertain of. That is not the way of Peter saying, family and friends, in Peter 1:3. Hope is fully in the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Family and friends, he does not mean we should desire it and be uncertain of it. The coming of Christ is a matter of complete confidence for all the writers in the New Testament. The command hopefully means to be intensively serious and fully confident that Jesus is coming again with grace for his people. 1 Peter would be that example. In Hebrews 6:11, it says, we desire each one of you to show the same earnestness in realizing the full assurance of hope to the end. So, family friends, we can define hope in the New Testament as a full reassurance or strong confidence that God is going to do good to us in the future. But there is something even more peculiar about Christian hope. Peter calls it living hope. Living hope would be a dead hope, and that calls to mind a similar phrase in James 2, namely dead faith. Faith without works is dead, family and friends. James said that faith is barren, fruitless, unproductive. But family and friends, living hope, and by living hope is hope that has power and produce changes in our lives. So family and friends, living hope shake things up in our lives because it produces goodness. Family and friends, this is what living hope means. It produces good things in our life. The word of God is living hope, and it is effective. Christian hope is a strong confidence in God, which has power to produce changes in how we live, family and friends. In how we live, not how I live, not how you live, but we as the soldiers, we as the vessels of God. This is what living hope is. It produces that goodness to change us. When we have living hope, it goes back to how we think, how we carry ourselves as Christians. It generates from the inside out. It works from within us. And when it starts working from within us, our features on the outside, the way we carry ourselves, the way we strut and carry ourselves changes. Because now we're producing goodness. We're producing that greatness. Because we have that hope in God. Because we have that faith in God. We endure ourselves into that living hope, family and friends. It is so great, but it's something that you have to want. You have to want to believe in the word. You have to believe in the word to have that faith, to have that greatness of hope, to have that living hope. Family and friends, this is how it all comes together as one, to give us that power of hope. That's right, to give us the power of hope. Without that power of hope, we don't have nothing. We don't have that faith. We don't believe. We are dead. We are dead, family and friends. We are dead. We have dead faith, dead hope. Family and friends, faith without work is dead. If we don't put in that work, we don't have that faith, we don't have that hope, we don't have that love to give, we sit in misery, we sit depressed, our anxiety, all these things that we go through in life, the struggle that we go through in life, because our faith is dead, because our faith is dead, because everything how we see, everything how we think, because we're so negative, we don't have that living faith. We don't have that hope. Family and friends, that dead faith is unproductive. It's no good. No bueno. No bueno, family and friends. So we got to change. We got to change. You know, you can't win a race without practicing. You can't win a race without running. You can't just walk this race. Yes, they said the turtle and the rabbit and the turtle win the race, but the turtle was wise. The turtle never give up. He never stopped to rest. He keep moving. The rabbit was laid back because he think he was faster, you know. So, but you have to put in that work. Don't matter how slow, how long it takes, we have to put in that work to win that race, to get there, to strengthen our faith, to strengthen ourselves from the inside out, family and friends. Well, family and friends, I am your host, Nick. Stay tuned. Stay blessed. With this pepper pot going, it is going, family and friends. I am going to take another short music break, and then I am going to be back after this. So again, stay tuned and stay blessed. This pepper pot boiling, this pepper pot going. When we come back, we're going to talk about how does hope arise in our heart. How does it arise in our heart? Stay tuned and stay blessed.
Dear,
if you want
to
know
to the heart of God. Get as close as you can to the heart of God, okay? God bless you.
There's a place of comfort so sweet.
Family and friends, I am back. I am back, and this Caribbean Pepper Pot is going. So we're gonna talk about how does hope arise in our hearts, family and friends? How does it? So we're gonna talk about it. We are born anew to a living hope through the resurrection of Christ from the dead. Yes, that is our hope. That's how our hope arises from being born anew. And this birth comes in some sense through Jesus' resurrection. Family and friends, there is a big gap between the resurrection of Jesus and our new birth 2,000 years later. Peter, we coming out of Peter with this. Peter says, you have been born anew, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and abiding word of God. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord abides forever. The word of God does not change. It doesn't change. It stays the same forever. That word is the good news which we preach to you, connecting the historical resurrection of Jesus and our life 2,000 years later is the word of God. He said, my life 2,000 years later is the word of God, namely the gospel. The gospel is the message preached in the power of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, family and friends, that he was buried and that he arose again on the third day according to the scripture. Not according to what I said, what Peter said, but according to the scripture. Family and friends, we are born anew through the resurrection of Christ. Yes, we was born again. There must be some assurance that they are true. We must have some evidence that Jesus really did arise from the dead. And the Pharisees and scribes had been able to produce the body of Jesus on Pentecost. Peter could have preached till he was blue in the face, and had no one would have been born anew until a living hope. That's why Paul, when he defined the gospel in 1 Corinthians 15:4, when it say that after his resurrection, Jesus appeared. He appeared. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Christian hopes arise in the heart through hearing a credible testimony to the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Family and friends, how does a credible testimony to Jesus Christ produce hope in our heart? Why is it called a new birth Family and friends, I'll tell you, a 2,000-year-old resurrection reaches my heart and produces hope. It happens in basically two ways. The first is the testimony that Jesus rose from the dead, and is a declaration to me that Jesus Christ is alive, never to die again. And therefore, here is right now, family and friends. Make your presence known right now. Make your presence known right now. How do I know his present body's well for me? How do I know it is a hopeful presence? Family, it is his resurrection again that gave us hope that Jesus rise from the dead, exalted to the right hand of his Father, and is coming as a king to judge the quick and the dead. Then have I good reason to believe that what he said about his death is true, and what he said that he died for me. He died for you. He died for us. and that he ransomed me for God. The way Peter puts it, family and friends, in 3:18 is this: Christ also died for our sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, and that he might bring us to God. The resurrection of Jesus certifies to me of his death for my sins. Paul also said, if Christ have not been raised, our faith will be futile and you are still in your own sins. But if Christ have been risen, family and friends, then all my sins are forgiven if I cast myself on him. And if all my sins are forgiven, then God is not against me, but he is for me. And if God is for me, then who can be against me? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all. And he will not also give us all things with him. Who shall bring, family and friends, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died for us. Yes, who was risen from the dead? Who is the right hand of God? Family and friends, he is the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. That is how a 2,000-year-old resurrection reached my heart and begat hope. It certifies to me that because Jesus bore my sins on the cross, God is for me and not against me. Again, family and friends, God is for me and not against me. It declares that Jesus, who loved me and gave himself for me, is alive and present and care at every moment of my life. What else I could say, family and friends? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. How and why is the begotten of this hope called a new birth? It is by his great mercy we have been born anew unto a living hope. Unto a living hope. Family and friends, have you ever sit back and ask yourself the question, what makes you? What makes me? What makes us? What is the essence of our unique personhood? What does that tap root from which the flower of our individuality grows? I want you to think. I want you to probe deeply. You will find out that it's not your action or your thoughts or your ideas. It is your desires. We are most basically what we crave. Ideas and principles will be brought in afterwards to justify our appetites and passions. That primal thing is your yearning and your longing. Your individuality, family and friends, is determined by what you hanker for, what you earn for, what you desire for. It is the truth. Then it's a radical change in your desire and longing will mean a radical change in our personhood. Something new comes into being. And that is what Jesus and John and Paul and Peter called the new birth or the regeneration. The reason Peter said we are born anew to a living hope is because we cease to pin our hopes, our desires, and our longings on the things that are in the world, in this world. And instead of pinning our hopes or desire on God, then a new person has been banned, family and friends. Then it has been banned. That is how hope arises in our heart, family and friends. To be born again. To be born again. The desires that we have for the good. Family and friends, how does hope begot our love? How? And now we will try to see why a person has power to love. I want you to grind up your minds. Grind up your minds. Be sober. Set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revolution of Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passion of your former ignorance. But as he would call you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, not the conduct of today, not the conduct of tomorrow, but all your conduct. Family and friends, the main thing I want you to see from this text is the conduct that conforms to the passion of our desire. Family and friends, we were ignorant. Peter says in verse 4, ignorant of the death and resurrection of Christ are all the promises they are contained. Accompanying this ignorance was a complex of desires, not knowing the glory of God and the hope he offers through Christ. We set our hope on the things of the world and our conduct kept in step. It stayed the same. But now you are no longer ignorant of God's grace, family and friends. So hopefully in that grace coming to us, to you, to me, at the revolution of Christ, have a new set of desires and the holy conduct that follows from them, family and friends. Like a fruit and a tree, the conduct that hoping in God empowers is the holy love. And I want you to conclude with three illusions on how it works, family and friends. The first one, hope empowers holy love by pushing out greed and self-pity. When we are anxious about tomorrow and something has happened to make us feel troubled about what's coming, family and friends, we generally respond in one or both of two ways, which are just the opposite of love. Our subconscious tells us, well, if things are going to be bad tomorrow,
Who do you call on the sky? Some dreadlocks call them jive. Some call they arm, leg, leg, arm, head, I lie. I'm like a brother of Christ, the creator of life. When I get that quick, that spit, that truth, man, like rolling a dice. Bigger than cars and ice, no longer living in fear. Ever since I was born, I heard the end was near. Will I be ruined for pursuing everything in my reach? Should I keep doing what I'm doing, trying to live what I preach? How many haters wanna see?